This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A spokesman for the United Nations says the world body, quote, regretted the resumption of hostilities in Gaza and Israel. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Speaking to reporters in New York on Friday, Stefan Dujarric said the UN
urges all concerned parties to swiftly find a way to resume the pause in the fighting and facilitate the release of more hostages.
Dujarric added,
we appeal to the parties not to resort to further military action that can only make the already catastrophic humanitarian situation in Gaza worse and to spare civilians from more suffering.
At least 200 Palestinians have been killed since the fighting resumed, following the week-long truce with the territory's ruling militant group Hamas, according to the health ministry in Gaza. Militants in Gaza resumed firing rockets into Israel, and fighting broke out between Israel and Hezbollah militants operating along its northern border with Lebanon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Director General of the International Committee of the Red Cross, Robert Mardini, said Saturday that the resumption of fighting in the Gaza Strip has been intense and put pressure on people already under tremendous strain. Speaking to Reuters News Service on the sidelines of the UN climate summit in Dubai, Mardini said they do not have precise reports, but he knows the situation has picked up where it left off.
Everything in Gaza is at a breaking point. Civilians are displaced. Numbers of injured people, severely injured people who are waiting for treatment in hospitals that also are reaching a breaking point where nurses and doctors have been working 24/7 with very limited resources. So, of course, we're doing everything we can to support the provision of healthcare.
Mardini described Gaza as being in, quote, shambles and rubble. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.